Join us for Earth Day and promote world peace and unity at Planet Heart's 16th annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, themed Awakening Humanity's Consciousness for a Better Planet. It's a spiritual community gathering honoring Mother Earth, featuring insightful talks, uplifting music, sound healing, indigenous ceremonies, and more. That's Sunday, April 21st, 3 p.m. sharp to 6:30 p.m. at the Church of the Village, 201 West 13th Street in New York City. For tickets and info, visit www.planetheart.org or call 212-222-5432. That's 212-222-5432.
Welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and today we're going to be speaking about a very special event, but the event is in celebration of our beautiful Earth, and we are wanting to participate, wanting to do better, wanting to make the world a safer and more heartfelt place. And we're talking about Planet Heart's 16th annual World Peace Earth Day celebration and benefit of 2024, Awakening Humanity's Consciousness for a Better Planet. That's going to be on Sunday, April 21st, 3 p.m. sharp till 6:45 p.m. Doors open at 2:30, and it's located at the Church of the Village, 201 West 13th Street at 7th Avenue. And of course, we'll tell you much more about that as we go on with our discussion. But joining me today are Itzhak Beery. Itzhak is an acclaimed author, an internationally respected shamanic leader, healer, speaker, and trip leader. Raised in an Israeli kibbutz, he had a fine art career and owned an ad agency in New York City. A midlife crisis led him from a set of skeptic into a dedicated spiritual seeker. Since 1995, he has integrated the teachings from his indigenous and Western teachers. He was initiated into the circle of 24 Yakaks of Imbabura in Ecuador, and with the Amazonian Canamari Pajé in Brazil. Beery founded shamanportal.org, the Andes Summit, and SPQR magazine. He co-founded the New York Shamanic Circle and Amaru Sanctuary in Mindo, Ecuador. He received the Ambassador for Peace Award from the Universal Peace Federation and the UN. So I just want to give you a chance to say hello, if you would, Itzhak, and we'll go on to the others.
So I'm really honored to be here with you, Catherine, and Rick, and of course, Andrew, who is the founder of the Earth Heart. So it is a great pleasure to be here and share a little bit of what I know. And invite you to the event.
Thank you. And we are really very grateful for your presence. I'm very much interested in learning more about your shamanic work. So hopefully that'll be some of what you'll share. Of course, also with us in this interview is Andrew Kane. Andrew is executive producer and founder of the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, which began in 2007. His passion for bringing people together in community for world peace and oneness is at the heart of this event. He is also the founder of Planet Heart, an umbrella organization and project under his fiscal sponsor of We the World. And we're going to hear more about that in just a little bit. So this is an amazing, amazing event. And Andrew is, you know, an inspiration in all that he does. And this arises out of him being diagnosed with a deadly 3.5 centimeter acoustic neuroma tumor in 2005 that was in his head on top of his brain, sharing a blood vessel with his left ear canal. This left him deaf in his left ear post-surgery. In addition to damage to the left side of his face, and gave him a very powerful wake-up call to being alive. Since being spiritually awakened over 25 years ago, he has also become a sound channel healer with light language, music, and poetry. Going by the name Reawakened, his name is an acronym for his real name, Andrew Kane, and defines who and what his life purpose, mission, and passion is all about, and why he does these events. Reawakening to our own truth as human beings, helping us all remember and realize we are all one, and that we need to work together collectively to co-create for a better humanity and world. And so, Andrew, why don't you break in and say hello? You have to unmute. And
hello, everybody.
So it seems like you lost one sense of hearing, but ended up with a much deeper one.
Yes,
that began
I think
to
my...
inspire you.
I do believe that. I feel like my right ear is compensating for my left ear. And sometimes when I go to events where it's loud, you know, I was in a club a few months ago and it was so, so loud. I can't imagine having two ears now.
That's funny. Okay. And also joining us, the one and only Rick Ulfick. Rick is the founder of We the World and the We campaign at We.net, a global coalition building organization to unite and amplify the efforts of people, organization, and movements working for the common good. Rick is the co-creator of the annual 11 Days of Global Unity, 11 Ways to Change the World, which starts on September 11th and culminates on September 21st, the UN International Day of Peace. 11 Days of Global Unity is a worldwide platform for the promotion of peace, justice, sustainability, and transformation that annually includes as many as 700 associated events in over 60 countries. Participants have included Desmond Tutu, Jane Goodall, Deepak Chopra, Eve Ensler, Daniel Ellsberg, Bill McKibben, Amy Goodman, Tavis Smiley, Marianne Williamson, Robert Thurman, and many, many others more than I could possibly mention. Rick is also a nonviolent communication workshop facilitator and leader. And Rick is also an award-winning composer and keyboard player who has written music for ABC, TV, NBC, CBS, radio, the Olympics, feature films, commercial records, and other media, and has performed with Queen Latifah, Phoebe Snow, Carlos Santana, and Judy Collins. Rick serves every year as an Emmy Awards judge for news, documentaries, and music. Such an illustrious panel of guests. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you. It's great to be here with all of you, and especially you, Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you. And so I want to start talking about the event. I gave out the information, but before going back to it, I would love to start at the beginning again with Itzhak Biri, talking about his work, the shamanic work, and connecting with the earth and connecting people to their earth essence. But one of the things that I neglected in introducing you was talking about your books. So I was wondering if you could give us a little rendition review of some of the books that you've been publishing over the years. You have to unmute.
Well, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. So I wrote three books. They are all on Amazon.com, not in the forest. and they are basically my through storytelling, which is the favorite way shamans pass on wisdom, is teaching the shamanic or the shamanic philosophy or practicality, and how to apply it to our own life. And so they are very it's written in a storytelling, so it's light, it's not too heavy, it's not too intellectual. It's really more about opening the heart and listening, and really experiencing the magic of being alive on this earth, and accepting that there is miracles, or what we call miracle, which is the accidents of life, or the ability to transform from one being to another, or to be in the unseen world, which is the world of dreams, or the dream world, and how to bring those insights into your own life. And I think that it all come from, which is a little bit different than a lot of the New Age stuff. It's really come from the shamanic tradition. It's come from the depth of connection to the earth, for the being grounded in reality, being grounded in nature, that allow you, like a tree, to take that all that energy that you take from the mama, from the Mother Earth or Pachamama, and bring it up through the trunk into the leaves, into the higher consciousness to meet Tata Inti or Father Sun. And so each in the shamanic tradition, the stronger your roots, the stronger your connection to the earth. And this is what really this Earth Day is about, is to develop the emotional and physical connection to the earth, to understand that without the deepest connection to the earth, you can't really grow a big tree or become the conduit to accept or receive the light of God or the light of Tata Inti, which is the force that give us all life. And so all shamanic work is really about a celebration of the mama, the celebration of Mother Earth. Without the Mother Earth, we have no life here. We all understand that. Sometimes we don't revere it, which is happened in the last few thousand centuries, where we decided that more importantly is God or the unseen God, but not the mama. And I think that we are now returning to that. The Earth Day today is that attempt for people in the Western world who were disconnected for so many years to own, to experience that connection, and to make a commitment to preserve it, which is a thing that is very important for any person who's doing shamanic work, either in the Amazon, on the Andes, or other places around the world, is to learn how to be the caretaker of the earth and how to live in a sustainable way, not to abuse the earth, not to take the resources of the earth, but to have a way to give and receive from the earth, to have a relationship with the earth. That's why we are here. That's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating the relationship that we have with the sustainable forces of the universe, which is the earth, the mother, the magma, the passion, the creativity, the life force of the mother, the womb, and of course the beauty of the spiritual love and light of that come from the sun or from Tata Inti. We are that connection. We can't live just off the earth, and we can't just live off from the sun light. We have to bring both the male, the feminine, and the masculine energies together. This is what we call now the call for the prophecy. In the Mayan prophecy and the Mayan of the Inca prophecies, or the prophecies of the condor and the eagle, is the bringing back the feminine energy within each of us. It doesn't mean it has to be all leaders women, but it has to be that we all carry both of them and honor both of them.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And for those of you tuning in, you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and we are speaking to a panel of guests to invite you to participate in the upcoming Planet Heart's 16th annual World Peace Earth Day celebration and benefit. You can register online by going to planetheart.org. And it will also be streamed, so you can come right down to the space, the church of the village, 201 West 13th Street, 7th Avenue, and that's Sunday, April 21st, 3 p.m. sharp. Doors open at 2:30. Go to planetheart.org to learn more about that. And we'll give it out again, because we don't want you to miss out. But I wanted to also now maybe invite Rick in as we the world. It's almost like you are the grandfather of it all. So many things are taking place now that you created or supported other people in creating. So what do you feel is that connection between your core work with 11 Days of Global Unity and also sponsoring this Earth Day, Planet Heart Earth Day peace event?
Yeah, so thank you, Catherine. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
Do your best.
Itzhak, I think. Hopefully that's it. But anyway, thank you all. And Andrew, especially thanks to you. This is, I think, your 16th annual celebration of the World Peace Earth Day event. And so you've been doing this for a long time. And yeah, we're in this, we're in the same club, because you've been doing this for decades yourself, Catherine, right? Mm-hmm. So we're committed to transforming the world, and I think we're succeeding in some aspect of it. So yes, so we are definitely supporting and promoting the World Peace Earth Day celebration, and it's part of what we call Earth Month, which starts on the equinox and culminates on globally celebrated Earth Day, April 22nd. So it's an interesting thing. Some people may not realize this, but the original Earth Day was actually on the equinox in 1970. It was proposed by someone named John McConnell, and his organization, the Earth Society Foundation, and the people who carried that forward, because he's not with us anymore, that they celebrate Earth Day on the equinox every year. They've been doing that since 1970. And We the World has been promoting it for the last few years, probably at least 10 years. And it's great because it goes from that moment of the equinox to April, and pretty much culminating with the event that Andrew is producing. And it's it brings so many things together, because even in the title, World Peace Earth Day celebration. So for us and we the world, we have actually 11 campaigns for change that came about from the creation of the 11 days of global unity that Catherine was talking about. And these campaigns touch on many aspects of humanity's greatest challenges. And I would suggest that one of humanity's greatest challenges at this moment, especially in the United States, is the imminent collapse of democracy because of special interests and minority rule, especially in the United States, but in other places as well. And it's fueled by political polarization and intolerance. And I think it connects with things like climate disruption, economic justice, poverty, human rights, war, all these things. So it's a message that I just figured is important to mention, because we are all participants in our society, and theoretically our participation can make us go in a direction that serves the common good rather than the special interests that are leading us to these other challenges that we're talking about. So and yes, it's very scary what's going on, but there is a way to turn things around. And I guess We the World is working to create movements that are powerful enough to halt and reverse these major challenges that we're talking about. And one of the programs that we're in the middle of or working to launch is called We Power America. It's a renewable energy media campaign and movement, and it's part of a larger concept, which we could call We Power the World. But we're focusing on America because, of course, the United States is one of the major, if not the greatest historical emitter of greenhouse gases that are causing the crisis of climate change that we're experiencing. But it's also, you know, it's probably the largest economy in the world, and it really has a tremendous effect on the whole planet. So if we are able to make that transition to renewable, clean energy systems and sources, it's going to make a big change. And the idea of We Power America is really a double meaning. So it's like a consortium of solar and wind and environmental groups. We Power America, right? We're mm-hmm. working to make that transition. But it's also about we power, the power of we, the power of people to come together to transform their society. Mm-hmm. So it actually came, the idea of We Power America came from a project that was started in Guatemala. Mm. And it was a way of making a quantum leap for people who were in abject poverty in Guatemala, who didn't even have electricity in their homes. So the idea was to supply them with a solar lamp, which would allow children to read, you know, to learn, you know, and go to school. But it was not, it was a way of having some access to electricity without being on the grid. And we called that We Power Guatemala. And that was the origin of the thing. Many people don't know that. And then now we're using this idea for the United States, for, you know, We Power America. And there's a lot of details about how, you know, what that's going to accomplish, including, you know, I guess our mission is to mobilize at least 2 million people to take action collectively, and then clearly inform millions of Americans about the importance of transitioning to renewable energy. So for example, many people don't realize that 90,000 people a year die in the United States alone from air pollution, which is caused by fossil fuels. So, and around the world, it's close to 8 million people who die every year because of air pollution. So the people who think, well, you know, climate change and all of that is going to affect generations to come, it's affecting people. People are dying right now. You know, a lot of people are dying right now because of the sources that are causing climate disruption. So that kind of message is really important to get out through this renewable energy media campaign. And then the other mission of We Power America is to powerfully address extreme political polarization in the USA with a unifying message and movement towards we and the common good. And people can find out more by going to a very easy web address, we.net/WPA for, you know, We Power America. So that's about that. And, you know, the World Peace Earth Day celebration is part of this movement that we the world and all of our global partners are part of. And thank you all for being part of this. And thank you, Catherine, for being a big part of it, and offering your platform for all these amazing things that people are doing.
I know, it's amazing. As I'm listening to you talk, it's like things just keep blossoming in the work that you're doing and getting more deeply connected. But the one interesting thing is I couldn't help thinking climate change might not be the right phrase.
No.
Because it sounds like the climate is doing something on its own.
Right.
When actually it's human change that's impacting the climate.
Yes.
And we need to take some responsibility for that and all that we're doing. And so, Andrew, why don't you join us and give your, explain to people what you'd like to share about this upcoming event or how you're connecting to all that's been said so far.
Okay, thank you, Catherine. I've really enjoyed knowing Rick over the years. You know, it's been a pleasure being part of We the World since it started in 1998. And I love Itzhak's work. He's also with the New York Shamanic Circle, I remember a number of years ago, a long time ago, I was introduced to that community. And it's really important that we honor the planet and we honor the earth really every day, not just one day a year. I got to tell you, you know, COVID really swapped us crazy. I mean, COVID really did a lot of stuff to our world and, closed down, but thanks to Zoom, we were able to keep things alive through community online. And I was doing this event online for 4 years in a row from 2020 to 2023. And this year I just thought, hey, you know, it's 5 years. It's a big number, don't you think? So I thought, you know what? Let's try to do it live. But we're also live streaming. So for everybody who's listening, who are not in New York City, you can still go to our website, planetheart.org, and get the link to the live stream if you're not in New York. But doing it in New York, I really wanted to bring back the New York spiritual community. You know, you, Rick, Itzhak, Jody Sirota. So I'll just go over with what's happening. We have two MCs, and I think it's good to balance male and female, right? So we have a male and female host. Mark Becker, who you all may know, Catherine has been part of the New Life Expo for many years. Mark Becker, from the founder of the New Life Expo, is co-hosting with us, along with Christine Marie, which is a very good friend of mine who I met from Rick Holfick many years ago. She was actually in my Earth Day event the very first year in 2007. She's a recording artist and a multimedia healing performance artist, and she does many other things. She for right now, she's actually helping produce and host, and she's also going to perform. She does an amazing cover of Madonna. You'll be mesmerized by her performance. Anyway, so our program is happening on Sunday, April 21st. It's the day before Earth Day, April 22nd, and it's happening at 3 p.m. Eastern time. From 3 p.m. to 6:45 p.m., 3 p.m. sharp, I got to tell you, because we really have to start on time. And Rick Ulfick is going to be playing the piano. So as you come in, you're going to be soulfully blissed by the music of Rick. by the way, I do want to add that the PSA that you heard on the radio, the voiceover is Christine Marie. She produced the song that she did for that. Rulers of the New Earth. Anyway, okay, so we have Rick, who's going to be, of course, part of it. It's Zach. We have Audrey Kitagawa, who's coming to us, who actually knows Rick very well. She's been on many of his shows and programs. She's the president and founder of the International Academy for Multicultural Cooperation. She's the president of the Light of Awareness International Spiritual Family. She's a chair in the Anti-Racism Initiative and Gender Equality Working Group and member and advisory council of the D20 Interfaith Forum. I just want to add, you know, during these events, I really feel it's very important not to have environmental people, but also people who talk on peace. So bringing her on this year, I'm very excited to have her. You're going to really love her speech and talk. We have Jody Sirota, who's also been part of our events for many, many years since the beginning. She used to own the Meta Center in New York. She's a metaphysical educator, Akashic Record Channel. She's a vibrational sound and light language healer. And we also have Indigenous Native Elder, Medical Intuitive Healer, Ordained Minister of Divine Light, Love, and Peace for Integration and Healing. Her name is Angelica Kubidis. She was recently on the show with Catherine and I. I met her through Unity Earth, which is the peace organization who I went to Israel 2 years ago, right before the pandemic, I got to tell you. I was in Israel for a pilgrimage, a spiritual pilgrimage with Unity Earth, and that's where I met Angelica. We have an opening and closing Indigenous drum ceremony, which is going to be very beautiful and sacred, with Rosemary and Dana Worley. And they have a group called the Circle of Hands Drum. And that's going to be really wonderful. We also have a cosmic shamanic sound healing person. His name is Himo Maya. He's also an amazing tattoo artist. So if you want tattoos, you should definitely meet him. He does amazing tattoos. We also have Kevin Nathaniel, who's been at our events before. He's a visionary musician, and he engages audiences with his interactive African music. He has a beautiful instrument, and he's really amazing. And Catherine is going to be part of it, which I'm so pleased that all the years of your support. Thank you, Catherine. You were there the very first year in 2007. We also have another singer-songwriter, Diana Feldman. So we have a big program. We are really looking forward for all of you to join us who are in New York City, and going to the website is planetheart.org. You can call 212-222-5432, 212-222-5432, or email us at earthday@wetheworld.org. So, you know, we're all one, and I really believe in peace. It's in my heart. It's been in my heart all my life. And I'm also going to share a poem, vibrational poem, and Rick is going to play the piano. He's been playing piano for my poetry for many years. It's really amazing. It's really amazing combination. We've got to record that, Rick.
Yes.
Record the album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Excellent. That sounds wonderful. And also, I think everyone who's listening can think in terms of themselves as being there present as part of the event, because that's where the impact actually is. There's a communication between the speakers and performers, but also between the people in the room who want to do ceremonies, who want to connect with each other, who want to dance and do music and celebrate their lives and really connect with some of the work that's being done around the world, because people want to do something, they just don't know what to do. So it's important to be able to make that connection that's going to happen through this event. I wanted to come back in full circle to you, Itzhak, because the work that I do tends to be very spiritual as well. And I really think of the body and our life being the earth. We're not in any way different than the earth. We're just a part of the earth that walks. Birds are the part of the earth that fly. But I'm wondering if some of what's happening, some of the degradation, is due to people not just being in touch with the earth, but not in touch with who they are. And I'm wondering if you could, you have to unmute, speak to what the shamanic teachings and the other spiritual teachings that people will engage in this event, what is that healing, or what is that, how would you describe that to people?
Well, I think that we are right right now, the beginning of 1993, which is a lot when a lot of new energy is flowing from South America and North America, or from indigenous people to the Western world. I said that's the beginning of a new Pachacuti, a new period of time of 500 years after 500 years of occupation of South America by the Spaniard. And that time, which we are now part of, is the changes of consciousness around the world. And that is really what we are experiencing, is like awakening, or the call of the earth for us to remember that we are part of the earth, that we're not just part of the air, are not just part of the masculine energies of the earth, that we have roots. And so that, I think it's so important for all of us who feel the call to for the connection to the earth, for the nature, is to come together. And that's why those conferences or that Earth Day is so important, because it legitimates our inner calling and this yearning that we have to be in a community that supports each other, supporting our connection to the earth. And with that, of course, everything changes. Because when you are connection and live in sustainable or in relationship to the earth, there's no need for war. There's no need to rob the resources of the earth. There's a more of the understanding of sharing, or sharing community, instead of a community that is in competition with each other. Or world that is competition with each other, or corporations with each other. It's the whole idea of, we have a beautiful earth, and we have such gifts and resources. We can share it with all of those people, everybody on this earth. We don't really have to compete. There's plenty. This earth is an amazing paradise. And that idea of people who are disconnected from the earth values, and creating a competition, or creating me instead of the we, right? That's the sickness that of the Western world, of the industrial world, the capitalist world. We have to go back to a life economy. We have to come back to the world where, if I have a car, that doesn't mean that other people don't have to have a car, or food, or anything else. We can share it. We don't have to have borders. We don't have to have a racial divide or division between us. It's old way of thinking. But that is all part of the transformation that we are now. We are all the agent of change. And I think that's why it's so important to come to Earth Day, and to be together in shamanic communities, in spiritual communities, and to be together in that way. Because sometimes you feel very lonely in that idea, that you feel weird because it's so much against the popular culture. I mean, who needs Taylor Swift, I mean, all of that stuff. I mean, it's nice. I'm not saying that she's a bad person, but what are all those people who are being earning billions of dollars are doing with these billions? Do they give it away? Do they inspire other people to be their best? Do they inspire? Do they grow plants? Do they grow their own food? How do you? So I think that the part of what we do in the shamanic work is to develop intimacy with the earth, to develop connection. For me, the shamanic practice is really to water my plants on my windowsill. Because that is the responsibility that we have for a living thing. And that's important for all of us. If you don't have plants in your house, you better go and get the plants and make a commitment to water it, to give it food, because that is what spiritual and shamanism is about. It's about taking care of other, not just of you. And so that is a thing that is important for all of us to do, to be in places where we are encouraged to forge a new way, and to be part of that new revolution, revolution of consciousness. But it's not a revolution. It's basically, from my point of view, it's really about returning. It's about returning to the earth. It's returning to share economy, tribal responsibility for each other. And the word shaman is really about that. The word shaman is about the keeper of the fire, the keeper of culture, well-being of all people and all nature. That's the word shaman. It's not just a person who goes and travel in the world, in the upper world there, or fly in this, like a sky. No, it's a person who's physically, emotionally, and spiritually taking care of other people. And I think that is what we are really missing. I'm sorry for getting a little excited, but that's really what my life is about.
It's wonderful because, I mean, that's at the root of every good that you see in the different teachings and faiths and understandings. There's a very core thing that is truly what humanity is. And like you said, we're finding our way back to that, to understanding the true nature of our role and our existence in this planet and with each other. And we can make it, turn it back into that beautiful experience that it was designed and intended to be, in my opinion. So we're getting short on time. Can you tell people how they can reach you if they want to connect more with you or your books? You know, they'll come and see you at the event, but people need to go deeper, and I would encourage them to do that.
Yeah, so if you are in New York, I have a little bit of like an evening that I teach at the Alchemist Kitchen on May 19, just before I go to London to teach. So yeah, absolutely come, and we're going to be working with evil spirits, or energy vampires. So you're very welcome to come and learn how to deal with it.
I'm totally in. I totally need that skill set.
Oh well, it's all come from experience, you know. So I want to share that with people who have toxic relationship in their life, and how do you handle them? Because I think it's extremely important, especially this time of where we are now. And then you know, my books is on Amazon.com, not in the Amazon, like I said, not in the forest. I have a website. It's myname.com, itzhakbiri.com. You can always come and visit and see all my events. I do.
And I'm actually going to spell that for people, because if they don't know how to spell it,
okay.
It's itzhakbiery.
Yes. And so if you are listening from other countries, I'm going to be in London and then Florence and Firenze, Tuscany, in Israel and Ecuador and Colorado and Atlanta. So I'm traveling quite a lot. So catch me up. I mean, I really see, my goal is to, like I said, you know, is to reconnect people with their true nature and true life purpose. Because I do believe that when people are more aware of their life purpose, and the connection to the earth, they can't be mean, they can't be angry, they can't do war, and they will worry more about creating peace than creating more property or more for themselves. So, but I think that the most important thing that we have here is changing consciousness, returning back to the basic of humanity, with the tools that we have now, with the modern tools. Now, I'm not talking about going with sticks and stones. I'm talking about Zoom with AI. But I'm important for all of us is to go back to the roots, to the mama, to the earth.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. And Rick, how can people engage with your new trajectory, that project? Remind them how to connect with the work you were talking about.
Sure. And I just wanted to say, just working off of what you were saying, it's about, I think how you were framing it, it could be translated into what we're doing as going from a me society, like an M, right, to a we society, like a W, right? So in other words, considering your place in the world, and how you can actually affect the common good, so we all survive. And for me, it's an extension of the concept of we. So it's not just you know, the people that we know in our like the same nationalities or religions. It's many countries, but it's not just people. It's animals, plants, and even ecosystems. That's the expanded consciousness of we, and that's why we call it We the World. And people can get involved by going to we.net, which is the network of we.net, and that's.
I love it.
Excellent. And then Andrew, one last time, let people know, you have to unmute, but let people know how to connect. And, you know, just by listening to this program, listening to Itzhak and to Rick and Andrew, this is who we all need to resonate with. And that's why the unity of an event is so important. We begin to resonate the ideas and get support for whatever actions we might want to take or how we can reach out and support each other. So I encourage everyone to join us on, what day is it, Andrew?
Sunday, April 21st, 2024, 3 p.m. sharp Eastern to 6:45 p.m. Doors open 2:30 p.m. We're going to be at the Church of the Village, right in the Greenwich Village, right near Union Square at 201 West 13th Street at 7th Avenue. Well, that's not near that near Union Square, but but the website is planethearts.org. And, you know, please join us. And those who are out of New York City can go to our website also and get the live stream link.
All right. And remember, folks, this is a benefit to benefit all the good work that you're seeing. But I promise you, you'd be spending more if you were going to a dumb movie. You know, just go and put the resources out there, support this amazing event, and support the actual work that's being done through all these wonderful people. And you've been listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis. We broadcast live on Fridays at 11 a.m. over WBAI 99.5 FM. And you can hear us as well on the Progressive Radio Network, PRN dot, what is it now? PRM. Live. Oh, yeah. Thank you. PRN dot live. I should remember that, right? Saturday at 6 p.m. And actually, this show is going to debut and is debuting on PRN dot live at 6 p.m. Saturday. So thank you all for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We don't want your sulfide mind. 20 years here, then you leave it behind. We don't want your acid brine. seeping in the river, noxious wine. Short-term job creation, long-term devastation. Don't want your pollution, crime. We don't want your mind. 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 We don't want your company wish. Pretty plan served on a copper dish. What do we have when you finish? Messed up rice and poison fish. Pocket profit and you're gone first class. We get a toxic drinking glass. Bottom line's a dollar sign. We don't want your mind. 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 Rain falls on the ground, ground. Water flowing down. Simple lesson, science fair. Water goes back in the air. Put in the water what you made. You breathe it in some other day. Drinking a well, wish and dream. Precious water, precious water. Living stream. We don't want your careless plan. Land. Clean water we demand. We don't want your helping hand. Your economic contribution. Don't want your noise pollution in our ancient pine. We don't want your mind. 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 Rain falls on the ground. Simple lesson, science fair. Water goes back in the air. Put in the water what you made. You breathe it in some other day. Drinking a well, wish and dream. Precious water, precious water. Living stream. We don't want your sulfide mine. 20 years here, then you leave it behind. We don't want your acid brine seeping in the river's noxious wine. Short-term job creation, long-term devastation. Don't want your pollution, crime. We don't want your mind. 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 Precious water. Precious water. Precious water, precious water, living stream.